5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, and here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Vaguely proud of that fact, and I had a weird night, but I kind of slept okay. Ended up sleeping a little bit late. And so we're not gonna do much today because it's outside. It's cold. It's just a couple degrees above freezing, and it's raining. And I didn't feel like doing rain, so we're going to do some synthesizer stuff today, which is convenient because last night, shortly before I went to bed, I made a list of a bunch of stuff that I want to try, stuff to make our lives a little bit easier, and then I realized that, no, these won't make good content for a non-radio, so we should just do some other stuff that I've been thinking about, but no. No. We're going to do one thing. I've got four things written on the list. One is stop and start Florian with Gates. One is piano strings, sparse track, op 1, 1.5 bars. Yeah, it's a note to myself. Then I have this. A 10 LFO into S&H for pitch instead of random. Which might be the best idea. And maybe that's what we should be doing today. Let's turn the rest of this stuff on. See, the problem is when we use a random source for changing the chords during this song, sometimes it's a little bit too random, and sometimes things jump way out of control, and it's just not good, and it's too far away from what we need to be doing. So what we're going to do now is hopefully fix that. Oops, that's wrong. So the first thing we need to do is get the clock set up correctly. And I'm still doing it wrong. Okay, here we go. I need two hands for this part. Oh, yada. Okay, here we go. So we have this. We have our bass line, wobble, 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 and we have this. The organ, and we can throw in some extra chords. That time it only stayed on one chord. And there we go. Another one quarter. Here we go. Okay, you know what's funny is this is kind of behaving now. Last night it did not want to behave. So now I'm wondering if we should change this at all after all. It doesn't want to change now to the second chord, does it? Wow, that's weird. Let's adjust the knob. There we go. I don't know. Maybe we should leave it after all. Because now, it's kind of behaving. it's not going too wild. But then again, we're not getting any good variation out of it either. Well, at least we got two chords that time. How about this time? Same note, and it's holding it. Same note, and it held it again. See, we're supposed to get two. We're supposed to get two different chords. There we go. You know what? There's a different one. And it held it. Okay, so we kind of got something going here. But I'm going to stop it right there. I'm going to stop it right there so we can reset all this stuff. Because I did do one thing last night. I did one interesting, weird thing. Just because I could. And basically, I set up one of our switches so that we can switch between envelopes for our voice guy. So let's get it going. Okay, so here comes OEOEO guy. And right now, for the slow part, this is the slow part of the song, he's just got a constant gate. It's just always open so he can go, oh. And we'll use it like that. But what I have set up is a switch that switches in Florian's filter envelope. And so he goes from oh to ah. Let's bring it in. And yeah, it's a little extreme for this part, but this is really meant for the other part once we drop the drums in. So let's drop drums in. And I did make a cymbal part. I haven't really listened to it much, so let's kick that in. And we gotta turn this up to here. And we add this. Add some gain here, and we got to switch this over. So now that we have this going, it makes a little bit more sense to add the because right now he does this. And of course, now we can switch it. Okay, so you can see how that kind of works. I also threw in another part. I don't know if I like it, and I don't think I'm going to keep it. We're going to do something different for this, but there's another little melody here coming up. It goes like this. The other things that I'm thinking about doing is set up another variation on that stutter pattern. And I'm thinking about maybe we should do that right now. And what was I thinking last night? I had an idea for it. And what was my idea? Oh yeah, it was basically on, off, on. And how was I gonna do that exactly? On, off, on, right? So do I wanna go like this? No, I wanna do this. I wanna go. And then, okay, that's, not what I had in mind, but I kind of like it still. Not what I was after. What if we did this instead? Let's go with. Thank you. So those are some various ideas. Anyway. So, yeah, we've got a lot of room to play around with modulation profiles. And, I'm going to try to mess with that a little bit today. Okay, so sorry, I got a little bit carried away there playing with my fun toys. Because my toys are fun and I like to play. So you get the idea. I'm going to have to set up. I have this rhythm in my head that I don't know how to express it as a series of gates. So I got to. My plan here is to make more fun stutters for our voice guy. And being as we have like one more modulation channel left over, maybe I'll do something with the bells. I don't know. Or maybe we could do something with Florian. You know, mess with his cutoff. But I was also thinking we could use that last modulation channel to turn Florian off and on so we can, well, so we can do some bass drops, so we can drop some bass in, so we can take it out and bring it back in at dramatic times. We've still got a lot of other stuff left over we can use. I've got a envelope generator and that filter. Still haven't used the filter for anything. And so I kind of want to ping the filter. I kind of want to make it go ping. Oops. And, well, I guess we could do some of that right now, couldn't we? Yeah, let's get everything going again. Except we don't need the drums. This is supposed to be the slow part. Oh, and as for this, that's a real nice arpeggio. And it works nice, but it's hard to bring in and out. We've got no good way to get in and out of it. That's not for this tone. Am I wasting this switch for that? Yeah, maybe. Okay, do we have any more board inputs? Yes. Do we have any more cables that we can use to plug stuff in? Yes. So, into channel 7 and 8, we're going to plug a cable. The other end of which I can now not find. Oh, here it is. We're going to plug that into our filter. And... ooh. Then we're going to ping our filter, and I've got some clock here that will make a good ping coming out of the clock divider, going into the thingy, the filter. And we can hear it as a tap, 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 tap. I don't want double taps though. We're going to get double taps, but let's set this up. Give me a pew. Nope, too high. Too high. Come on, come back down, buddy. Toke. Bonk. Too much. There it is. That pop is the gate closing. This isn't really a clock divider so much as it is a gate divider. How are we going to get around this? We're in trouble now. And, how about instead, do we need to go through the envelope generator first? That would help a little bit. Let's do that. Let's clock instead the envelope generator. And, we need a... how are we going to ping the thing if we don't zap the zing, he says. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Okay, we're getting a little bonk in there. It's quiet. Bonk. Seems to me like it would be really much louder. It should be louder. Okay, which one is the loop knob? This is too confusing for me. Wow. That's really thumping. This is not what I was hoping for. Okay. Although that's kind of neat. That's not what we're trying to do, is it? Whoa. That's an interesting sound. Huh. It's kind of impressive. It really kind of works with what's going on here. really what I wanted to mess with today. Although it does sound kind of cool. What happens if we try a different pole? That's the wrong thing. Okay, it's great and all. What if we plugged it into here instead? You can't even hear it. I plugged it into the runaway oscillator. Okay, let's take it up. Look at the time. This is the end of the line. The end of the line for me. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Okay, so obviously I still have a little bit of work to do on all of this. And it's going to be boring and tedious, so maybe I'll make you listen to me do it just to be a pain.